old Alice, the one that I buried recently, was a fine, you know, I told you, just a strapping negress, a very fine-looking thing. I wish I had some of these pictures to show you. But anyhow, old Alice went to the welfare department. She had taken in this little illegitimate child, and it raised him. Had no home. She had his old father there who died, the old man with a... The mother had gone to the asylum, had gone to lost her mind. And the old man was left with his child. Alice was, they'll take each other in. She took the old, this man in, and the man died. And left, Alice was stuck with his child. Alice was old. Well, she went down to the welfare department where Miss Dorothy was, you know, I told you. That story I told you before. Yes. She went down to the welfare department to see what she could do, and she came back. She wouldn't talk before Fran, although Fran was like a daughter to her. She knew how to communicate with her, so she waited till Fran left, and she was in the kitchen and said, "Miss, I want to talk to you about something." Said, "I never had such an experience in my life." I said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Well, I went down out of that office and said, the Jew thing came up again. The fellow I knew real well was named Jeff." She said, "I went in, that man was sitting there and said, 'He's a Jew, but I don't know his name.'" I said, "What did it look like?" She described Jeff. I said, "Well, how do you know he's a Jew?" Said, "Lord, you can tell he just gets around like one." Said, "You should, the way he got around his desk." Said, he just got around like one. Said, "He's a Jew." But said, he went on to tell me that I can't get no help for that child. That boy said, in my all these years, I never heard of such a thing, but I got in my roof a jeebie jeebie child. I said, she said, "Miss Robert, what in the world?" Said, "I've lived a clean life and a good life and done the best I can, and they tell me that Willie is jeebie jeebie. And what am I going to do with a jeebie jeebie child?" She... Illegitimate didn't bother her, but she thought that he had some mark on him, like the mark of Cain, you know. Oh, she had under her roof a jeebie jeebie child, illegitimate child. Nobody in kingdom come would have known what Addis was talking about but me. Uh-huh. So I explained to her, and then she said, "Oh, that's all right." I said, "No."
In other words, the word jeebie jeebie to her
was a far nothing. It was a terrible scourge of some type that she had under her roof that she didn't know what was. It might be contagious or whatever, you know, but there was some dark coloration to it because she told me very privately about it, and she knew that she had to get rid of something like that, but she had no idea what it was.
Uh-huh. And does this man have a different dialect also in the welfare office?
Yeah, he has sort of a pretentious voice, you know. He talks very deliberately, and it was just different. It wasn't Jewish. He's a little fixy.
Mm-hmm. So that she really was not picking up his sounds?
Not picking up his sounds, his manner of talking, the way he handled himself. She's picking up his body movements.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well, the thing that's not on the tape is in your imitation. Is the motion of the arms.
Yeah.
And formality.
Mm-hmm.
Standoff.
And a little fixed doing, you know, that she, the way he handled himself, his bearing.
If mentioned an orphan, would the court appoint someone to look after the orphan then, or how was
not among the black people in the lower classes? They just adopted them, and there was never any formal adoption. Mm-hmm. And frequently the white families, of course, raised little Negro children in the house. We had one. I know my mother had one, grew up in the house with them. They were sitting around the fire one time, and he got up, and they didn't know he could read, and he got up and picked the book up and read from a thing and recited the poem, "The Boy Stood on the Burning Deck." He had been listening all that time, you know. So we all grew up with the niggers in the house. Mm-hmm.